uncle.
I am not.
Of course you are. You're your mother's daughter. It's a classic Elektra complex.
I don't blame you, I mean.
Who wouldn't want to murder your mother?
Hey, how's the Harvard sweetheart?
Divine.
Got an extra ciggy. Mm.
Did you do his homework?
Of course.
Mine did mine.
No. This isn't what I think it is. Is it?
Where'd you get it? The school nurse.
It's against the law.
Oh, honey. It's a girl's best friend.
A certain kind of girl.
Meet the last virgin bride.
Spencer is a gentleman.
And even gentlemen have dicks.
Oh. Maybe I'll get one.
What, a dick?
Don't be stupid, Connie. Someone somewhere someday might be interested. Just in case. Just in case I'll be prepared and...
Was that necessary?
I was taught it's best to speak honestly.
Okay. You're a bitch.
We recently learned that Amanda Armstrong, our school nurse, has been distributing contraception to Wellesley girls. This revelation is disturbing to an institution that prides itself on propriety.
Did the girls take it literally?
Only the girl with the winning hair!
Oh, look at her! Oh, see her!
It gets me every time.
Why the buggies?
They've got their man.
They're wishing for their babies.
Have you seen this?
What is it?
It's a front page attack on Amanda Armstrong. Betty Warren murder.
Providing contraception on demand, our school nurse is little more than a cheerleader for promiscuity.
Wow.
Oh, they're not going to dump her in a lake? Oh! I'm coming, Phyllis!
Have you seen this? Oh, I wouldn't worry. Betty's just a young girl flexing her muscles.
So was Lizzie Borden. And her mother wasn't president of the Alumni Association.
Would somebody please get that girl a towel?
That's her mother.
Apple tree.
Is Amanda going to get into trouble?
Amanda needs to start minding her P's and Q's.
The trick to surviving Wellesley is never getting noticed. Ciao, Mona Lisa.
The big war hero.
He thinks he's something special. He sleeps with the students.
The gold is fine. The napkin rings are vulgar. The glassware should be trimmed with gold. A little white sugar boxes, gold and white, filled with chocolate. No candlesticks. Freesia instead of daisies.
Why is yours, ma'am?
No baby's breath. You already had your fitting?
We're on our way. Here's the seating chart and Spencer's list of groomsmen. Oh, I almost forgot. I spoke to him about reading the poem, and he'd rather not, so I said all right.
Excuse us for a second, Joan.
A good wife lets her husband think that everything's his idea, even when it's not.
But I don't care if he reads it.
You will in retrospect. Now, why don't you see if you can't nudge the idea into his head?
I've been here now for 21 years, Jocelyn.
I can remember you as a student.
24, if you count that. So why the theatrics?
We cannot appear to promote sexual promiscuity.
Oh, okay. It's about appearances, then.
No.
All right, all right. All right, well, I promise not